Okay. Good afternoon, Nicholas. I know that I haven't heard back from you. Well, I have a message, but not a voice message, but I was glad that you sent me that message today. I needed to smile. It's been kind of a dark day for me. Today I am sitting in an office, a doctor's office, a building, all by myself. I'm the only one there. Not currently. I'm on my lunch break, so I'm actually in my car, driving to grab something quick to eat, and then heading back to the empty office where I am boxing up old charts and letting the movers come in and collect furniture and take it to different places, charity and other offices and trash. I should probably back up and explain a little bit of what all is going on with that. Before I became the fill-in nurse, the float wherever they need me, that's not the job that I hired on for. I was working for a urologist, a very brilliant man, a very respected man. A man that I admired, and he was my teacher. He loved to teach. He loved to teach me everything that he knew. We would be doing procedures or exams or whatever with patients, and he would quiz me, and I could ask him anything, and he would never make me feel stupid for not knowing, and he would explain it so brilliantly. He really had a passion for what he did. It was just funny when you think about it, because he's a urologist, study of kidneys and bladder and external urinary organs, penis, vagina, urethras, and I enjoyed it. It was fun work. My friend used to joke that I was a professional penis wrangler, because I did deal with a lot of penises. Not that I don't very much anymore. It's not like it used to be. So, anyway, I worked for him, and I was very happy. And, loving what I was doing, and loving and respecting the man that I worked for. And he died recently. Of pancreatic cancer, and that's been it's hard sometimes. I deal with it fine most of the time, but watching them roll off his equipment and empty out his office. That's been hard. give me a second. Sorry. I tell you, I do pretty well with it most of the time. Some moments hit me really hard, and I cry. I mourn for so many things in this situation. I mourn the loss of him because I looked up to him so much, and I mourn the loss of a position that I really loved, and working with a group that I really loved. There was just a small office. It was just the desk clerk, the office manager, myself, and the doctor. That was it. And we were a close group. And like a little family. And after he died, we were all sent off to different offices. And that's been hard. Because to work with each other, and none of us in little offices like we were before. They at least have a place to settle, a place that's theirs. I do not. I am transient. I am a gypsy nurse. Hey, that sounds fun. I kind of like that idea, actually. Some romanticism to it. Eventually I'll find a place to land again, but I have to let go of the ideals that I'll have that situation again, because I won't. That was professional unicorn. Anyway, I'm sorry that this was so depressing. I just wanted to talk about it, I guess. Explain my dark day. So, I'm gonna go grab a bite and head back to the office. Watch Netflix and pack boxes of charts. I look forward to hearing from you later. I hope I get to hear from you later. Bye, Nicholas.